Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, I wish you guys the very best and hope that everybody's doing good and having a great life. Today we're going to talk about what do you plan to do with your life? What do you plan to do with your life? What's your goal? What are your aspirations? What are the things that you want to do to make your life the best life and the greatest life that it could possibly be? What things do you think that you want to put in place? What things do you need to put in place? What things do you want in your heart, in your soul, but you just haven't found the courage? You just haven't found the way to step out and do those things. Well, first off, let me explain something to you. Each and every one of you, each and every one of us, is capable of doing some amazing things. First thing that we need to do is believe in ourselves. You know, I was reading a book once, and the gentleman that wrote the book was talking about a young lady that was an educated woman. She really wasn't a young lady, but she was a young lady in spirit. A very educated woman was talking to him, and this is back when he was, you know, in his early 20s. And the lady said to him, you know, I have a question for you. And the question was, okay, what do you plan to do with your life? And the young man listened to the lady, and he was like, what do you mean, you know, what do I plan to do with my life? Because basically what the lady was saying to him, or the way that he took it, was that, you know, that was a question that he really hadn't thought about. He thought that she was talking about, you know, what was he going to do with his career? You know, what was he going to do with his job aspirations and things along that nature? But she explained to him that no, that's not what she was talking about. She was talking about his life. What was he going to do to make his life a life worth remembering? What was he going to do to make his life a life that was, you know, not one that just was like the morning? You know, it came up really bright and shined really bright, and then later on it faded away and nobody remembered it. And nobody remembered him as if he had never been. She was talking about how was he going to orchestrate his life, how was he going to control his life to make his life a life that was one that gave back to the world, that gave to himself, that was of service, and that was a life that, again, he would be proud of. You know, ladies and gentlemen, my question to everybody is, again, what do you plan to do with your life? How young are you today? How young will you be tomorrow? Yes, I'm saying how young. But the real question is the first question that was asked when we first started this. What do you plan to do with the rest of your life? And I'd like everybody to think about this, and also to come back and ask yourself the same question again and again. And start to plan out what you plan to actually do with your life. You know, how would you like to take away the worry of life? Most of us spend our entire lives worrying about how we're going to do this and how we're going to do that. You know, we're not really living life when we're sitting there worrying about everything. And the problem is, it's not that worry isn't necessary, or that you don't need to plan, because you very much so need to plan, and you very much so need to orchestrate how things are going to happen to the best of your ability, understanding that throughout your entire life you're going to have adjustments that you need to make. However, what you can do is you can plan so that the adjustments that you have to make are not major adjustments on a regular basis, but in a lot of cases could be minor adjustments on a regular basis. Why? Because you've put the building blocks in place so that you can pretty much orchestrate what's going to happen. You know, the changes in life are the spices of life. They are what make it interesting. But having a pretty good idea of what's going to happen and when it's going to happen actually adds spice to those changes. So when there is a little bit of difficulty, it's not a major thing because you've prepared for it. You've set yourself up to win. You know, you've set yourself up not to lose. Not that you're not, again, not going to have times where you don't get 100%. But let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen, even though most of us want 100%, and we know that we're not always going to get everything that we want. However, if you can get the majority of the things that you want, if you can take something that could have been, you know, a 90% from a 50%, you know, I mean, and if you take something that could have been a 50% and make it into a 90%, I'm sorry, I said that incorrectly, aren't you going to be more happy? Aren't you going to have more joy? Aren't you going to be more relaxed? You know, I mean, let's take something as simple as your car breaking down. Yes, your car breaking down is a pain in the butt, you know, or somebody not making an appointment. But let's go back to the car. Your car breaking down is a disappointment, and it's aggravating. But what's the difference in the stress level between somebody that has enough money where they can just rent another car, call a tow truck, and then still go on their destination and not have to worry about the repair cost, to not have to worry about the tow truck cost, to not have to worry about the cost of actually having to rent a car or getting another car? How would you like to have those resources, and how much more easier would you be able to go through your life if you had basically set it up to where that inconvenience was an inconvenience, but it wasn't an inconvenience that stopped you? It wasn't an inconvenience that made you just go, whoa, you know, that now you need to regroup and retool and reestablish yourself because that one little problem was a catastrophe. You know, there's a difference between having one car in your parking lot, in your parking garage that you can drive, and two cars or three cars that are at your disposal. It's a difference between, you know, something happening and you being able to just call up the airport and jump on a plane to you trying to figure out how you're going to get the money to actually make it to this thing that you need to go to that may be important or something that you might want to do. You know, this show really isn't about money. This show is about lifestyle, and it's about creating a lifestyle where you can not only do more for yourself, but you can do more for others, where you can not only be able to, you know, help those that you love, but maybe even help some people that you don't even know, but you'd really like to step out and give them a chance or give them an opportunity. You know, I said once before that a long time ago, I used to really think that people with a lot of money had issues. But I realized later on in life that people with a lot of money were just like everybody else. People with a lot of money were going through some of the same pains and aggravations as everybody else. They just weren't having to look at it and deal with it on as deep a level. When I say a deeper level, I mean the inconvenience. Again, it's one thing to need a surgery and can't afford it. It's another thing to need a surgery and just have to worry about the surgery, not the overriding things that also come into play about that surgery. So every day when you get up in the morning, you should think to yourself, what am I going to do with my life? How am I going to make a difference? And how can that difference affect not only myself, but affect everybody that I come in contact with and affect everybody that comes in contact with the people that I come in contact with? Why? Because I'm being of service. I'm doing something that's helping other people, and I'm in a position now where it's not an inconvenience. If you guys are listening to the show, if you're looking at the slides on the show, there's a picture of a honey badger. Sometimes when you look at life, you need to be like a honey badger. A honey badger don't care. Honey badger is one of the smallest animals that there are in the animal kingdom. Yet a honey badger is known as one of the fiercest animals that there are. A honey badger will confront any other animal. It doesn't matter its size. It doesn't matter the danger that a honey badger is going to experience when it confronts that prey, when it confronts that adversary. That honey badger is going to do everything that it can possibly do to win. Hence the saying that the honey badger don't care. The honey badger is the fiercest, one of the fiercest animals in the animal kingdom. Yet it's also one of the smaller of the animals in the animal kingdom. And sometimes in life, ladies and gentlemen, you have to be like a honey badger. You need to take on whatever it is that challenges, and you need to face it forward. You need to prepare yourself so that you're able to face that particular challenge and deal with that difficulty or deal with the things that are going to come up so that when they do come up, guess what? It's a challenge, but it's not a difficulty. There's a difference between doing something and having an understanding of how to make it work or having the tenacity and the spirit to face that thing and deal with that thing in a knowledgeable position or to just be hit with something blindsided. You know? Again, sometimes you have to be flexible. Sometimes you have to let go. Sometimes you have to just step back. Sometimes you have to just take what's being thrown at you and let the chips fall where they may. But a lot of times, if you're prepared for what's going to happen, it's a whole lot easier to deal with. It's a whole lot easier to handle. Let's be honest. The average person is not giving 100%. I mean, in your heart, do you really feel that you're giving 100% to your life? Do you really feel that you're doing everything that you can do? Most people are only giving 20, 30, maybe 60%, and they know that that's not enough. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you're not giving 100% of yourself, and again, nobody can give 100% 100% of the time, but on the average, if you're not trying to give 100%, then you're not going to get the things that you want to get. You're not going to succeed at the things that you want to succeed at. You're not going to live the life that you say that you want to live. All right, so if you want your dreams to come true, you need to step out there and give as much as you possibly can give. Understand that your dreams are waiting for you. They're there. They're behind that door that you just haven't reached yet. They're around that corner that you haven't gotten around yet. But you have to have the will, the drive to get there. Success is not an accident. Success is a series of different steps. Some steps are wrong, but each step is something that's guiding you in the direction that you need to get to. There's genius in everybody, and there's the ability to do all of the things that they want to do, and you need to understand that you're worth it. Your life is worth it, and you are worth it. And, you know, like I said once before, one of the problems with us as a people is that we give up too quickly. We stop giving our all long before the race is over. You know, most people give up before they're even halfway through. You know, not understanding that they need to cross that challenge. You know, it's just like running a marathon or doing an Ironman. There's plateaus that you need to cross. There were plateaus that you needed to cross to get to the point where you were prepared to actually run the race. And once you get past that plateau, you know, once you get past that invisible wall, now you realize that there really wasn't a wall there at all, that it was all in your mind. 99% of the problems that we have are all in our mind. 99% of the self-talk that we have or the negative self-talk is what's holding us back. The only thing standing in your way, my way, or anybody else's way is us and our negative thoughts and our negative beliefs. And sometimes we look for those negative thoughts or negative beliefs. If you plan to succeed, you'll succeed as long as you have tenacity and you continue to go forward. Nobody loses until they give up. So that means even if you're the last man across the line or the finish line, you didn't lose the race. As long as you finish the race, you're still a winner. You're still a champion. Why? Because there's hundreds and thousands of people that never even started, that never even tried. So the fact that you got out there and you actually ran that race and you ran it to the end makes you a winner, ladies and gentlemen. It makes you a better person. It makes you more and gives you more than the person who, again, never started, or the person that got halfway through and quit, or the person that you thought could knock this out the box and they decided that they weren't going to do it. Understand that you can't carry the world, all right? You can help 1,000, but you can't carry 3. That's something we need to understand. You can help 1,000, but you can't carry 3 on your back. Those people have to go for themselves. They have to do whatever it is that they need to do to get them across the line, and you shouldn't be dragging them because that's slowing you down, and that's keeping you from helping the people that really want your help. Somebody once said to me that they don't help the people that need help. They help the people that deserve help. And I thought that that was, you know, a different way of looking at it. But it's really the truth. A person that is willing to go out and do what's necessary, that's the person that needs your help. A person that's not going to do it, no matter how many times you give them the keys to get through the door, no matter how many times you tell them that or do something for them, every time that you have to do something for them and they don't step up, they don't show the true desire, the true drive to get out there and do their part, that's somebody that you're wasting time on. That's somebody that's never going to really do it. And again, you know, through life we have little epiphanies. We have little things that we learn and little things that we use to develop and grow. Unfortunately, a lot of us ignore some of these things. You need to thrive on change, all right? Thriving on change and turning change into the things that make success, turning challenges into success, is something that you can do, that each and every one of us can do. But you have to do it in steps. Sometimes it's baby steps. Sometimes it might be a little bit of crawling. Sometimes it may be running. Sometimes it may be getting on a fast car and a fast motorcycle and going to your goals. But the speed and the efficiency of you getting there is from the failures that you've had in front of you that are showing you the different ways either to do it or the different ways not to do it. When something doesn't work, you need to take it apart. You need to do the dissection of, you know, why this didn't work. You know, what are the things that this thing did, or what are the patterns that took place that caused what I was trying to do not to work? And then you note those particular things down, and once you've noted them down, you say, okay, we're not going to do this again. We've learned that because we did this, we got this. That's not the effect that we wanted. That's not the goal that we were looking to reach. However, how can I take that information, that knowledge, and structure it so that I can get the result that I want, so that I can succeed at the thing I want to succeed at? Ladies and gentlemen, a genius in any country without a map is going to be lost. He's not going to, or she's not going to know where they're going. But with that map, anybody can get anywhere as long as they can read the map. So I guess lesson number one, if you can't read a map, learn how to read a map. Lesson number two, get a map for the particular country that you're in. We've got a lot of people that are looking at a map of China, but you're in North America. We've got a lot of people that somebody told them that if they make a left here and a right there and make a circle around here and jump up there, they're going to get where they need to go, but they don't actually have a map. They don't have clear instructions. They don't have the landmarks. They don't have the key information that they need to make this thing happen, or at least to make it happen a lot easier. Ladies and gentlemen, anything and everything that you're going to go through, somebody else has been through. If you'll take that knowledge that they have attained because they've been through it and you use it in your situation, you're probably going to get a positive result. You're probably going to get at least a lot better result than you would have gotten by doing it with no information, no knowledge, and no guidance into the direction on what's going to happen. Look around you. You know, again, everything that we're going to do, somebody has done it. We just need to actually put our egos away and do what we need to do. There was a gentleman that I was talking to one day, and he said that basically we're going to show you everything that you need to do. If you follow us and do what we did to get where we got, you will get the same result. His basic conversation was, if you follow us, we'll lead you where you want to be. But if you want to do it your way, then I can't promise you any result different. I can't promise you that you're going to get where you need to be. So I think most of us need to listen to what's being said and then take that information and apply it accordingly. Apply it accordingly means if there's somebody that's already been there, they've already done that, they've already got the T-shirt, then that person needs to be your guideline within reason to get you where you need to get, to put you where you want to be, to help you to reach the goals that you want to reach. They are your roadmap. They are the people that are going to lead you to the outcome that you want. And the outcome that everybody wants, at least I hope and believe, is success. Now, mind you, I don't necessarily see that behavior in everything that I've seen. I see the negative behavior. We're going to do it our way, or we don't like the particular person, or what have you. You need to throw that out. You need to understand that once you've got what they've got, then you can start to do it your way. Once you're in a position where you have the things that you need to move yourself, your business, your family, your relationships forward, then you can gladly do the things that you want to do, because now you've got the time and the resources to where now it's not going to hurt as much if your way doesn't work. Why? Because you've got a fallback. You've got something now that you can go back and, okay, that didn't work, so I'm going to go ahead and do this. And you're not hurting yourself or your family. You know, you've already obtained a level of success. So losing $100 when you've got $1 million, I don't really think that's going to bother you. However, losing $100 when you've only got 99, that can hurt you. So ladies and gentlemen, again, we need to get out of our own way. We need to decide, what are we going to do with our life? How are we going to utilize the information, the tools, the people that want to help us to grow? And then how can we then replicate that pattern and help somebody else do the same thing? Are we going to be the honey badger? Are we going to be that fierce animal that no matter what our size, no matter what the challenge is, we're going to intelligently and logically basically take that prey out, take that adversary out, deal with those challenges that we're facing and turn them into the successes of our future, turn them into a life worth living, turn them into something that when people look back on us, they go, wow, I want to be like him or her. I want to succeed and I want to do it like nobody else has done it. I want to knock it out the box. Again, you have to be hungry. You have to be motivated. You have to decide that this is what you're going to do and nothing and nobody is going to get in your way. You need to decide that you're going to get organized today. You need to figure out how you're going to take the information that you have, mold it, and do the things that you need to do to get you where you need to be. You need to figure out what's important to you, what's your why, what's the thing that got you up this morning and made you listen to this radio, to this talk show, what's the thing that drives you, what's the force that moves you, what's the thing that's more important to you, and how can you become the person that you want to be, the person that you were meant to be, the person that God created you to be. How can you do that? How can you find a way? You need to ask why, and then as you're asking that why, start applying those hows, all right? Don't just ask how. Start applying that why. Make some mistakes. Step out there and do some of the things that aren't going to hurt you, but some of the things that are going to help you grow. They're going to build up your confidence. They're going to build up your physical muscle, your mental muscle, your spiritual muscle, the things that are going to drive you and move you forward. It doesn't matter what you did yesterday. What matters is what you do today. Your todays create your tomorrows. Your tomorrows are totally up to you. So if you haven't been getting the result that you want to get, you need to step out there and try to start getting the result that you want to get. Understand that if you knew how much the average person doesn't care about what about you, you would not care about what the average person thinks. What that means is that if you're doing positive things to grow you, looking silly is irrelevant. Looking stupid is irrelevant. When a person drives by you in a $150,000 car and you're standing at the bus, do you look intelligent or do you look stupid? Okay? When a person that's living in a $2 million house that they don't own the house, but they own the company that owns the house, and when they pay rent, they're paying it to themselves by paying it to the corporation, where you're taking your money, your net, and you're paying your net to pay somebody else's gross. Yet you're living in a $200,000 house or you're living in an apartment, which one of us looks stupid to the other? We probably look pretty stupid to the person that's got a $1 million house that they have the ability to use and utilize And they're not paying as many taxes on it. They're not paying as many maintenance fees on it. And everything that they're paying, they're writing it off as a business. And then when they do pay their rent, they're paying their rent to themselves, technically. Ladies and gentlemen, let's look at real, not that smartness. Let's look at real silliness. Let's look at how the world looks at us and the percentage of people that are getting rich because you don't want to look silly. Because you don't want to step out and do the things that you need to do. Look at the people in your life that are suffering because you know that they deserve 1, 2, 3, and 4, but you're not in a position to help them get 1, 2, 3, and 4. Look at our children that are working at a disadvantage. Why? Because they don't have the same information that somebody else that decided to get that information went out and got it, and now they're living a life that you can't even dream of. They're living a life that you can't even fathom. They're moving forward in ways that you couldn't imagine. They take vacations for a month, not for a week or a day. They don't need a weekend off. And when they do take a weekend off, it's a weekend that would make your 2 weeks seem like 2 days. Ladies and gentlemen, let's stop this negative, unnecessary bullcrap and let's move forward with our lives. Let's take on the challenge. Let's take on the challenge to have success. Let's stop caring about what the world thinks and start doing the things that we need to do so that we can do what other people wish they could do, so that we can do what we wish we could do when we see other people living a lifestyle that's just amazing. And it's not just about money. Again, there are several levels that you need to try to obtain, but you need to obtain them one at a time, a little at a time, and build that muscle. I'm going to give you guys a website, and I'd like you to check it out. Look at it. It's an opportunity. I think that it's probably one of the most liberating opportunities that there are. And the people that are involved in it, for the most part, are people that will try to help you to obtain, let's say, that financial home run so that you can start working on some of those other things. It'll also start to work on your challenges and the other things that are going on in your life. Why is it doing that? Because it's giving you one of the main tools you need so that you can take that and use it as a building block for the other things that you are going to experience in your life. The website is www.izigg.com/z. Success. All right, so that's www.izig.com/zsuccess, and there's no space between the Z and the word success. Again, www.izig.com/zsuccess. Take a look at that site, look at what the gentleman is saying, watch the three videos that are going to be presented to you, and then make a decision. Do you want to change your financial life? Do you want to have a financial home run? Do you want to move on with your life and become a better person and be able to give to the people that really need to give? Again, there are a lot of bad people out there with money. And why is that? Because good people like you refuse to go get it. They refuse to do what's necessary to do to get what they need to get. Change your life. Do what you need to do and accept your challenges that are in front of you. With that, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I am going to sign off. Again, everybody have a great day, a great life. The things that you need to do to make this world a better place, because guess what? You're in control, and you can do it. Don't let the haters pull you down. Do what you need to do.
Yeah. I seen this shit on YouTube, man. Cameron and Bill O'Reilly going at it. You know what I'm saying? People hate.